At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday Savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus Leaf Blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Stumbled upon this story, Buster Olney reporting on it, that there's new technology coming to Major League Baseball, starting as early as Thursday. Baseball allowing pitchers and catchers to use anti-sign-stealing technology during the regular season. And the players will, this is called PitchCom, and there's a pad with buttons on the wrist of the glove hand. Catcher can then signal pitches, pitch type, and location directly to the pitcher through a listening device. The listening device is in the helmet or hat, and then that will be relayed almost like an Alexa to the pitcher. So it'll be curveball, low and away. And then he'll be able to hear it, and I guess up to two or three other players can hear this in the infield or outfield to be able to position themselves. What could go wrong? We'll get to phone calls coming up, final hour. And Reggie Miller, the return of Reggie Aloysius, will join us coming up in about 20 minutes from now. Poll question for the final hour, Seton, is?
Well, Dan, I think with the pitch tech conversation, maybe we pivot to that. Mm. Say PitchCom is an overreaction to sign stealing. Mm. Smart invention to keep things fair will lead to a new type of cheating. We could also say PitchCom is a great idea, a terrible idea.
Yeah. Players are always going to cheat. It's like you can have more, stricter rules, regulations about using performance-enhancing drugs. They'll find something else. They're going to find another way to try to get an advantage. That's nature. That's how we're wired, where you're trying to find an advantage. Sometimes it's legal. Sometimes it's not. Yeah, Paul.
Now, this appears to be overcompensation because remember when we talked about this when the sign-stealing stuff was big? You three played baseball. If you're at second base and you could somehow read the catcher and physically sign that to your hitter, mm-hmm. do you guys consider that illegal sign stealing?
No.
So that's now off the board. It's been done for over 100 years in baseball. That now is off the board.
No. It's up to you.
Right.
It's like if you go out to the mound and you go, come on, man, you got to be throwing that fastball here. All right, let's go fastball. It's on you if you raise your voice. Now, if you go, you got to do that fastball.
Right.
Okay, now you're taking care of your side of this. If you leave the door open for me to look into where you're catching, I always wanted to know location. I didn't, because the signs can screw up, that can screw up your teammate. When you're going you know, fastball, like you put your right hand on your right leg or your left hand on your left leg, could be curveball. I wanted to signal location, because location would then help you a little bit more. If I say curveball and I've screwed up the signs, now I'm really, you know, somebody could get hurt. Yeah, Paul.
So baseball, instead of just making sure teams didn't use Apple Watches to steal signs from center field, yeah, signal to the dugout, bang a can, they overcompensated yeah, by removing the entire human element of sportsmanship, reading signs because someone else isn't protecting it.
You have one, at least one person on every baseball team who is good at stealing signs. It can be a guy who's on the roster as one of your bench coaches. I mean, that's what he does. He's always looking. He's going to read the third base coach. He's going to see if when you put down fastball or curveball, do you put it down a little too low that I can see underneath your leg and see that you're holding down two fingers there. It doesn't take long for these guys to decipher. They're like code breakers. But what happens if a pitcher wants to shake off the catcher? Then you have to re-input the pitch type location into the pad.
Maybe there's a no button. Like the pitcher hears in their ear, slider down the way, hit. Nope.
But does the pitcher have the pad on his wrist? It's just the catcher.
Yeah, I really don't know.
I'm guessing if, you know, all of a sudden it's like fastball down the pipe and you go, no.
Oh, yeah, they could just shake it off like yeah, they always have.
Shake it off. But then you have to put in another pitch. And then what happens if you shake? There are guys who shake them off. There'll be like three in a row. They're shaking them off.
But that's not any different if you're using your fingers or you're using your pitch comm.
Well, you still have to punch it in.
Yeah, but it takes like 2 seconds.
Yeah, okay. And then 2 more seconds, and then 2 more seconds if I shake you off 3 times. The pitch clock is, you know, counting down.
But that would be the same, though, if you wiggle your fingers one way and then you shake it off, you wiggle your fingers another way, shake it off, wiggle your fingers another
what
way.
What if you have, you know, real thick fingers and you press the wrong... we've all, you know, typed text and you go, oh, wrong one. You've hit a wrong button there. Don't know that you've hit it. Yes, Todd.
What if you're not getting a good signal on the mound? Now you got to step off the rumber and walk towards second base so you can communicate back to the mound.
How many bars you got out there? I got one bar. I got one bar.
Why does he keep walking up and down the third base line? Pitch the ball. It's a third inning.
Yeah, Paul.
It'd be a play at the plate, and the catcher falls over, and batteries are flying all over. The ball's over there.
You know, you go in, your spikes are up. You're trying to hit that the catcher's wristband there. But I guess this starts on Thursday. It's supposed to. Is it optional? That's what I'm curious. Because if I'm a pitcher, what is that receiver in my hat like? You know, because that's how you're going to hear it. You don't have anything in your ear. You don't have an earpiece, do you? I couldn't imagine pitching that way. All right, come on in. Stay a while if you can. We talked a lot about what Kansas was able to do. North Carolina was up 16. Kansas comes back. And it was awkward to see Bill Self up there with the president of the NCAA, Mark Emmert, and Kansas is being investigated for some things that happened, some improprieties that happened back in 2017. This is almost like when Roger Goodell was on the podium with Bill Belichick. And you're like, this is awkward. And, of course, I was there. It didn't feel awkward, but I could see the optics if you're looking at it. And last night, you got Mark Emmert, the president of the NCAA, up there for the trophy ceremony. Bill Self, Kansas, under investigation. You got two guys who worked for Adidas who were giving money to recruits or parents of recruits at Kansas. They're in prison. Two of the three are in prison right now. Like, they wake up today and, you know, they're going, and the Kansas Jayhawks, national champs, and they're in jail going, I'll be damned. We're in prison. Kansas celebrating a national championship. It was just, it was awkward. It was also awkward when Mark Emmert had this to say when he was on the podium with the national championship.
This fan base has been extraordinary. We're so excited for you. And here to present the trophy is the head of the basketball committee, Tom Burnett, to Coach Self and the Kansas City Jayhawks, the University of Kansas Jayhawks.
Got loose in turn four there for Mark Emmert. Kansas City Jayhawks, Royals, Monarchs, something.
Where's Roy Williams? I'm used to Roy being
Congratulations,
here.
Roy Williams. Oh, Bill Self, we're investigating you. Yeah, Marv.
I was going to say, if you're the guys that are in prison right now, and somebody says, oh, what are you in prison for? And you tell them the reason why when you're in commissary or mess hall or whatever, how stupid do you look? Like, wait, say that again? Those guys that are on TV right now, that's what you went to prison for?
You're out in the yard, you know? You got guys out there. Hey, what are you in for? Murder. What are you in? Armed robbery. What are you in for? I gave like $7,000 to a recruit. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, Kansas. The team that just won the national championship? Yeah. And you know what? I'll do it again.
Get away from that guy.
If I get out of this, slammer, I'll do it again. Yes, Todd.
Behind closed prison doors, do they get championship rings, these Adidas guys?
Okay, all right, okay. Thank you.
They deserve them.
Yeah, Paul.
They're probably in prison getting the UNC title shirts, like the ones that were going to be used last night. And they sent them to like other countries, to prisons.
Mm. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Nathan in L.A. leads us off this final hour. Hey, Nate.
Hey, Dan. It's been a while. So with this, I'm trying to get a debate going about nominating a new song to replace One Shining Moment.
Why?
Because I think it needs a generational upgrade, let's put it that way, or generational update.
Okay.
I have a couple in mind. Others can go with what they want. I would either go Fight Song from Rachel Platten, or I would go Million Dreams from the Great Showman soundtrack.
All right. Thank you, Nathan. Yeah, Paul, Fritzy?
I think you keep the same music and you just change it. You pay your players instead of One Shining Moment. Just change the words. Still like the music. Especially the team that just won.
Well, I don't know if you could use that for everybody.
You pay your player.
I guess cheaters prosper.
All right, we're workshopping.
Maybe we could bring this up to Jim Nance if he joins us tomorrow morning.
A car. A bag of cash.
My dad's got a tractor.
I don't know if anybody's calling for changing the song, One Shining Moment.
My mom now works in the athletics department. How did that happen?
Jesse in Illinois. Hi, Jess. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dan. How's it going?
Great.
Just calling a comment.
Yeah.
Just calling a comment on the PitchCom, dude. I was watching spring training yesterday. And I can't remember who I was watching. I think it was the Astros. The thing stopped working. And the catcher looks over the dugout. The equipment manager picks up a Louisville slugger and just whacks the trash can. Pitch came in low and away. Thanks for your time,
buddy. Thank you, Jess. Old habits die hard. Carlos Beltran, who was one of the organizers for the cheating scandal with the Astros. Now he's a broadcaster with the Yankees. He had this to say, I believe yesterday, about that his time when he was in Houston.
Looking back now, yes, we did cross the line. I made my statement about what happened in 2017, and I apologize, and it was the right thing to do. We all did what we did. Looking back today, we were wrong. I wish I would have asked more questions about what we were doing. Looking back now, yes, we did cross the line.
Who's he asking questions to? Is he in the mirror going, why are you cheating? You know, you're going to give away any opportunity to be a manager in baseball.
So wait. Let me get this straight. What we're doing here is wearing these devices. It tells us to, and then, okay. All right. So is that illegal?
Carlos goes into the clubhouse. Guys, why are we doing this? Because you told us to. Because you orchestrated it. You said we're going to hit 290.
Because we're successful.
I love that. Looking back now, at the time, it didn't dawn on me as maybe this was wrong. But looking back now, I could see where maybe people are upset about it. Looking back now, I could see.
The more they say, the worse it gets. That's all. Yes.
And then to say, if one of them would have told us to stop, we would have stopped. So now you're blaming, the GM, the front office?
Yes. Yes, they did.
They didn't tell us to stop, so I guess what we were doing, we thought was perfectly legal.
Tyler in Denver. Hi, Tyler. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Danny?
Hey,
so the problem with this whole PitchCom thing is they're limiting the hat device or the listening device to only five players, because signs are still going to get stolen down the line, right? So if the center fielder or shortstop have to relay the pitch to a teammate, right, third base or right field, well, they're just going to steal that sign now because everyone doesn't have the listening device. So it's still going to get stolen somewhere in the process.
All right. Well, thank you, Tyler. By the way, the IndyCar season motors on the streets of Long Beach Sunday at 3 Eastern, only on NBC and Peacock, home of the Indy 500. We'll take a break. The great Reggie Miller in the on-deck circle. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. Oh, tax filing deadline right around the corner. And you know what that means. IRS scammers looking to steal your money, steal your identity. Most common scams take place on the phone or via email. So be smart. Never give information out or send money to anyone over the phone. Always ask for everything in writing and only interact with websites that end with .gov. You're going to get these tips because LifeLock is here. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives every single day. That's why it's great that there's LifeLock helping you detect a wide range of identity threats, like your social security number for sale on the dark web. Also, you have access to a dedicated restoration specialist if you become a victim, because in an instant, a cyber criminal could steal what's yours. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Protect what's yours with LifeLock by Norton. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK or LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for up to 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey guys, this is Matt Jones, Drew Franklin from the Fade This podcast. We got a great episode coming up, picks in all the sports, football, basketball, we do them all, but here's a preview of this week's episode.
Do you think it's more embarrassing to dye your hair or to have hair plugs?
I don't think either are embarrassing if you're not trying to conceal it and act like you didn't.
Okay, so you think if you just come out and go, I got hair plugs.
Yeah, like check out these hair. I mean, don't just walk around, hey, tapping, hey, stranger, I don't want you thinking this is natural. You know, but I mean,
do you have to do that with everyone you meet?
Some people try to act like they, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But I mean, like John Cena got him. You know, when John Cena came back to wrestling, he had a bald spot, and now he doesn't. Mm-hmm. you think he should be required in all interviews to say, look, by the way, I covered up my bald spot?
Yeah, I guess it's weird. I mean, you don't wear a sign or like put a sign in your yard, but.
All right, so what about toupees?
Those are the most obvious.
But let's say you're like Bill Self and you can get it to where it looks good.
His is magical. I don't even know if his is a toupee.
It is.
I think he went into the future and had a procedure we haven't even discovered yet.
And this episode was brought to you in partnership with DraftKings. To hear more, listen and subscribe to Fade This on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
2, 3, 4. By the way, our celebrity bracket challenge, the winner was who you would expect, Ed Orgeron. He picked Kansas to win the title. Yep, that's who you would think. Ed Orgeron. Coach O, he had Kansas winning it all. Yes, Paulie.
Maybe LSU should bring him back to take over the basketball team.
Ooh, man. The whole team left. Coach got fired, Will Wade, the whole team left. Hey, I got some eligibility. I could help him in a pinch. Yes, Todd.
Didn't we get some reaction to his acceptance speech of winning the college basketball March Madness Challenge?
I'll tell you what, Dan, I'm most impressed with Francois Courtois. One last year, came in second again this year. Very impressive from the young man, young the giant.
Thank you. Thank you, Coach O. By the way, Tiger holding a press conference at Augusta. He says, as of right now, I feel like I'm going to play. He was then asked if he does play. Does he think he can win? And he says, yes, I do. He says, I feel fine swinging the club. The problem is walking that course. Reggie Aloysius Miller Jr. III, the Hall of Famer. He'll be on the call Thursday night, Lakers and the Warriors. And Reggie is back on the program. Hi, Reg. How are you today?
Hello, Theodore and my lovely Danettes. How cool, though, would it be? And again, another Cinderella come from behind comeback story. If Tiger says, you know what, in the 11th hour, okay, I'll play. And then goes out and just stampedes the course and the competition. I mean, how awesome would that be?
It's just amazing if he plays. I mean, that alone is, you know, monumental. But now it feels like he's playing. We expect him to do well. Not, it went from maybe he can play a round, one round. Now he's going to play. He's going to make the cut. He'll be there on Sunday afternoon. Like that, we ratchet up our expectations with Tiger more so than probably any other athlete.
And I think if you ask Tiger, he would probably want it that way, right? I mean, he's been in the public eye over 20 years. Obviously chasing Jack in Grand Slams. I think he would want it no other way. And we expect greatness from our, you know, Mount Olympus type athletes. And Tiger is on Mount Olympus in terms of, in today's age, first name basis, worldwide appeal, Tiger Woods may be the face of all of sports. So, yeah, we would expect that. But did I hear this right? In his words, wasn't amputation on the table for that leg?
Yeah. Yeah, wow. I think it was. Well, he nearly lost his life. Then he nearly lost his leg. And that's
right.
14 months ago. And now I look at what Alex Smith went through with all of those surgeries. He was going to lose his leg. He was quarterbacking the NFL. Nobody's chasing Tiger. You know, he gets to walk, but, you know, what Alex Smith did was remarkable as well. Have you ever met Tiger?
Yes. Yes. Nice fella. I've met him a few times.
But you're not a golfer, so what did you talk about?
It's funny. I met him in Vegas, which this is before kids for me, before the whole scandal with him. So it's only fitting that I would meet him in Vegas. I was coming in. I was going out of a club. He was coming into the club. And we crossed paths and exchanged pleasantries.
Who's more Vegas, you or Tiger?
Now?
The old you.
Wow. We probably could give each other a run for our money.
Wow. But are you a gambler?
A little bit. I'm not on the Charles Barkley level, but I like to roulette, blackjack. I like to hold on to my money, and I know Vegas was built on dummies like me, so I don't want to give them too much of it. But it's fun just to kind of have fun with your boys sometimes.
Do you think in the next 5 years we have an NBA team in Vegas?
Yes. I think we will have two NBA teams, and I'm hoping this. Vegas and Seattle needs to get a franchise as well. I think we will have two within the next 5 years. I do believe that.
How dangerous do you think that will be?
Everything is online betting now. I think people are over it. I mean, FanDuel and all these other spots, BetMGM, that's the way of the world now. So I know the league's hesitation. We've got an NFL team there.
No, I meant the nightlife, Reg, not the gambling.
Oh, I mean, you're going to have nightlife. You have nightlife in Indiana. You have nightlife in Milwaukee. You can have nightlife in Cleveland.
Okay, the least dangerous city at night, as far as partying, was where?
While I played?
Yeah.
I don't... No, you're not going to get in too much trouble in Milwaukee. You're not going to get in too much trouble in Utah.
Charles got in trouble everywhere, didn't he?
Yeah. I mean, you can create your own trouble.
I remember going to the Underground in Salt Lake City.
I don't know what the Underground is, really.
It was a speakeasy. We walked down an alley, and you knocked on this door.
What?
And this was during the Utah Jazz Chicago Bulls NBA Finals.
A speakeasy,
yes,
in Utah.
Rodman was in there. I walk in because Rodman always thought I was Craig Sager. He would always say, I walk in, the place is packed. You would never know that it existed. I walk in and all of a sudden Rodman's there and he goes, hey, Sager. And I go, oh, he thinks I'm Craig Sager. I said, hey, Dennis, how are you?
The only thing you and Sage are closely resembled is maybe your height. I think you guys are probably the same height. Other than that, that's it. That is it.
Have you ever been out with Rodman?
Yes, plenty of times.
Like out, like?
Yes, plenty of times. In L.A., plenty of times.
And what goes on?
Any and everything. Everything is on the table with him. See, I'm more reserved and cautious because I always like to know my surroundings, like who I'm dealing with. So he was not like that. He would just have random people come up, and that's just not me. So though I was a part of his, I guess, entourage and posse, I kind of stayed to myself because I'm more of a watcher, looker, observer when I'm in these situations, because you just never know what could pop off, what could happen. So seeing him, and this is Dennis Rodman, the whole after the Madonna, the champion, it's surreal to see, because I've been out with him hanging. Obviously I've hung out with Mike in situations like that. And it's, you see the different type of people that gravitate towards them. And it's kind of, it's cool to see, but like, it kind of sucks, too. Like, you know, I feel I have a name recognition, but people don't, like, flaunt to me. They flaunt to MJ. They flaunt it to Magic Johnson. They flaunt to Rodman. I guess they would flaunt to LeBron, Kobe, but Kobe never went out. But it's just weird to see the different type of people that kind of serenades them.
You mentioned LeBron. Magic Johnson was on ESPN yesterday, and he blamed LeBron for the Lakers not getting DeMar DeRozan, that they wanted to get DeMar DeRozan, who was available, and Magic said he pushed for it, but LeBron wanted Russell Westbrook. Does that sound right?
I think at the end of the day, your best player, your star player, and obviously in Lakers' case, that would be LeBron. They had to have gone to LeBron and asked him, here's the list of guys that we're thinking about. I do know on that list was DeMar. I know on that list was Buddy Hield. I know on that list was Kyle Lowry. So they had options and choices. And look, if LeBron feels comfortable playing with Russell and that's his choice, I have no problem with that. I'm not going to blame him because
But do you think it's LeBron's decision that if Rob Pelinka goes?
Not decision, but heavy input. Yes. Heavy input, I would say. And that's been LeBron every place he's been. Started in Cleveland, going to Miami, going back to Cleveland, and now LA. Absolutely, you would go to LeBron and ask him his input on certain players. I mean, how did they get Anthony Davis? You don't think LeBron had a heavy dose of say?
Yeah. In that? And same agent, too.
Right.
But, you know, the star players, like Magic, didn't make good decisions in the front office. Michael Correct. Didn't make good, you know, decisions in the front office. You know, that's – remember Michael wanted to bring Walter Davis into the Bulls when he was on one leg, Al Wood, and then Jerry Krause said, no.
Didn't Michael draft – I love Kwame Brown. But
and Adam Morrison.
So, I mean, look, great players sometimes are always their worst critics because they think they know more than they actually do. But I am not going to criticize LeBron if he wanted to play with Russell Westbrook as opposed to DeMar DeRozan, because DeMar DeRozan, the season that he's having right now in Chicago, did we see any of that in San Antonio? We saw glimpses of it.
Yeah.
But we didn't see that full package that we're seeing in Chicago right now for him.
Yeah, but Russ is either really good or really bad. DeMar DeRozan right. is steady. Like, if it was an EKG, you'd be like, oh, my God, that patient's going to die. No, he's going to live to be 100. DeMar DeRozan's like, he's like Joe Dumars. It's just like calm, no highlights, just goes out there and plays. Get you some buckets, mid-range jumpers.
Again, I can't fault LeBron for wanting to play with Russell. And I mean, here's the problem. They're throwing Frank Vogel underneath the bus, which to me is not fair. Who should be skating on thin ice should be Rob Pelinka. Seriously, he's the general manager. He's the president, whatever title he has with the Lakers. I don't know why we always want to go to LeBron. It's LeBron's fault. It's Frank Vogel's fault. You got to start looking at upper management. You got to start looking at the Bus family, Jeannie Buss too, right? They're the ones that put this roster together.
Yeah.
You know, LeBron is out there. Is he recruiting? Absolutely. Is he asking some of his parents to play like Carmelo? Absolutely. But they can't at the end of the day say no. They could have went out and got Buddy Hield. They could have vetoed that and say, we're going to go with DeMar DeRozan. So don't always throw LeBron underneath the bus. Let's start looking at some of the principles here. And Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka as well.
But they could have had DeMar DeRozan and Buddy Hield. They could have done that.
And here's the thing. You look at LeBron's skill set and what he needs. Guys that can shoot the three, that can make open shots like DeMar, probably the best mid-range player in our game. That fits his skill set. So someone in upper management needs to say, okay, I know he wants to play with Russell Westbrook, but his skill set doesn't fit the way we and LeBron plays. So there's got to be a grown-up in the room now, right? So let's not always throw it on LeBron James' shoulders.
And you get to see the Lakers on Thursday night on TNT. Against
which could be an elimination game for them, right? This could be an elimination from the playoff game for them.
We want them in the play. Although Anthony Davis says the world is against us, I mean, there's more Laker fans than any other fan base, right?
I agree.
And every TV executive who carries the NBA wants the Lakers in.
We do. We have the West this year. Let's make no mistake. Having the Lakers in the playoffs in a deep playoff run, that's huge for the business of the NBA, right?
Yeah.
Not even having them in the playoffs at all is terrible for the business, but not, I mean, I would love to have them in the play-in situation because those games are, and I give Adam Silver a lot of credit, it adds a lot of juice now to the playoffs.
Yeah.
And the Lakers, hopefully if they got into that 10th spot, having to win in New Orleans, and then, you know, eventually having to play the winner or the loser of that, I believe it's Minnesota Clippers, that adds juice. So yes, not having them in the playoffs would hurt.
Reggie Miller, Hall of Famer, Turner Sports NBA and NCAA tournament analyst. I mentioned this last week. It feels like the tournament is either you're 18 years of age or you're 23 or 24. Right?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. I agree. The transfer portal, I think to me, it injected something into college basketball because of the whole COVID situation. It gave those guys and players, what, an extra year, fifth-year seniors? You know, we were calling that Kansas versus Miami Elite Eight game in Chicago. And between Mitch Lightfoot, Cameron McGusty, Remy Martin, I mean, all these guys are fifth and sixth year. I believe McGusty was 24 years old. I'm like, 24? Like, they're playing against like 18 and 19 year olds. I'm like, that's a clear cut advantage. So,
yeah.
I mean, I get it. I like it. So it adds a little juice to it.
But we're going to get back to these kids coming out of high school going right to the NBA, right?
I think so. Yeah. Or going straight to the G League or D League, whatever it is now, to make some money. Yeah. I think eventually the world will correct itself. And if someone wants to play college for a year, which to me, I wish they would, or they need to change this model around because of the NILs now and players being able to make money, players may start to say, you know what? I can go to college for a couple of years, still work on my brand while making money. And the colleges win as well because you're getting top 20, top 50 type players still playing in the college game.
Did Kansas win it or North Carolina lose it?
I'm never going to take away anything from the champions. But if you're up 16 in the second half of a college game where you can control 35-second shot clock and you've just got to make plays and squeeze the life out of that orange, that's a tough pill to swallow. Being up 16 and losing a championship. But I'm going to give all the credit to Kansas because when we were calling Kansas in Chicago, I told Harlan and Dan Bonner this, they did not look good at all. They played that one great second half versus Miami and blew them out in the second half. But the other three quarters were just okay. They played hard. They had great talent. But I just didn't see it. So when they won that Miami game and was headed to New Orleans, I'm like, you know, if that kid from Villanova is never hurt, could this have been a different outcome for them? Because what we saw from Villanova when we had them in Pittsburgh, I'm like, this is the team to beat. Their defense, their ball movement, the way they shoot the basketball, the 23 and 24-year-olds they have, like Gillespie and Samuels and Moore, I'm like, Villanova's the team to beat. But when that kid got hurt, I'm like, Kansas caught a break right there.
MVP this year is going to be, and MVP this year should be. Are those different answers?
The MVP this year will be Jokic. The MVP should be Giannis Antetokounmpo. How he has closed the season, and I know consistently, it's been Jokic for and what he's had to deal with two key injuries to two major players in Jamal Murray and Porter Jr. It will be Jokic. It should be Giannis, him getting his third MVP because how he's been the last month and a half, 2 months has been spectacular. I think he's, which is scary, gone to a different level, but it should be Giannis.
How long did it take you to shoot your Wendy's commercials?
Oh man, those were 2 day shoots and I hope people enjoyed them. It was great because the director said, look, we've seen the first 2 years were great, but we're going to let you and the actors just ad lib. We have a script that we can somewhat follow, but here's the script, but do whatever you guys want. And we did whatever we want. So what you see a lot are a lot of the first takes. Us just being us and working off one another, which made it fun.
Yeah, but how tough was it that you had to miss a shot on purpose?
It was very difficult because that's not my DNA, Theodore. You know that's not my Theodore. That's not my DNA. I had to look her and like brick. I'm like, are you sure you want this? Like, oh, we're never going to use it. I look at the commercial. They use it. People, I don't miss that bad.
No, you don't.
I do not miss that bad.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Hey, great to have you back, and good luck
aren't
on Thursday.
Playoffs gonna, aren't the NBA playoffs going to be great? Look, we didn't even talk about Brooklyn. Like, Simmons, now he's not going to even play in the play. What is Brooklyn and the Lakers both in play-in situations?
Oh,
the
I know.
The start of the season, they were picked to face one another in the NBA Finals. Now they are scratching and clawing just to make the regular playoffs. That this year is going to be great, the playoffs.
Yeah, the Ben Simmons thing. How did the Nets not know that he had an injury?
I'm going to give Daryl Morey and Philly a lot.
They must have
caught that fishing reel. Yeah. They got it.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I mean, he needed the last 10 games of the regular season to get ready. And now I wonder, you know, Kyrie's going to be able to play unless they go to Toronto. And
right.
Like this, Harden feels like a detriment to Philadelphia. Like this trade didn't turn out to be what I think we thought it was going to be.
I think at the end of the day, it will be Miami, Milwaukee in the East Finals. And I think at the end of the day, it will be Phoenix and Memphis in the West Finals.
Wow.
Though, I mean, if Steph can come back and play like he played the first month and a half, and Draymond Green kind of picks up his game a little bit, because Klay is starting to come on now a little bit. So if they can find that chemistry, which I don't know if they can this late, Memphis is playing out of their minds. And I wouldn't mind seeing a Dylan Brooks, Ja Morant guards versus Chris Paul and Devin Booker. I kind of want to see that.
It'd be fun.
That would be fun.
Have fun Thursday night. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for joining us.
Theodore, love you. Glad to be back. Playoffs, baby. My Danettes, love y'all.
Reggie Aloysius Miller, Jr. III. We'll come back. We'll hear from Tiger Woods right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. NBA fans, listen up. You got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is really simple. Select a player who will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for big cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using the promo code DPSHOW and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with the promo code DPSHOW. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Make sure you help out at linksoul.com/Lee Elder. Want to help out Lee Elder's family? The former golfer passed away recently, and Link Soul is helping raise money for his widow with her medical bills. Bubba Watson, who's an investor in Link Soul, is donating his Jordan 4 golf shoes featured last year at Augusta. He's going to autograph those for you. Go to linksoul.com/Lee Elder for a chance to win these shoes and raise money for a great cause. Tiger Woods held a press conference, lasted about a half hour, 40 minutes, and he had this to say about, is he going to play?
Well, as of right now, I feel like I am going to play. As of right now. I'm going to play 9 more holes tomorrow. My recovery has been good. I've been very excited about how I've recovered each and every day, and that's been the challenge. That's why I came up here and tested out for 27 holes.
Tiger was also asked if he does play, how will he do?
Tiger, you've said countless times throughout your career that you don't enter a golf tournament unless you think that you can win it. Mm-hmm. So the question is simple. Do you think you can win the Masters this week?
I do.
And what have you seen in your preparation that leads you to believe that?
Well, I can hit it just fine. And I don't have any qualms about what I can do physically from a golf standpoint. It's now walking is the hard part. You know, this is normally not a easy walk to begin with. Now, given the conditions that, you know, my leg is in, it gets a little bit more difficult. And, you know, that's, 72 holes is a long road. And it's going to be a tough challenge and a challenge that I'm up for.
He says that he's lucky to be alive and still have his leg. He said, I'm very grateful that someone upstairs was taking care of me. Amputation was on the table. As it stands now, Tiger will tee it up on Thursday. And I think keep an eye on the weather and how that affects. I'm guessing he'll go out early on Thursday and then later on Friday, you reverse them. So if you go out later on Thursday, then you go early on Friday. But no tee times have been announced yet. Dave in Laguna Beach. Dave, what's on your mind today?
Thanks for taking my call, Dan. 6 foot, hard 190. Real quick before I get to my baseball talk, don't retire. It's overrated. I retired 2.5 years ago, and I thought it'd be great to retire at 55, and I loved what I did, and I miss it every day. So,
all right.
If you love what you do, it's not that big of a deal. Real quick on a good and bad, I got to get back to Friday. I was in Scottsdale enjoying 5 days of spring training, which I know you've waxed poetic about. It is an amazing experience, but it was made even better by your phenomenal Randy Johnson interview. It was definitely an all-timer. My worst real quick was all the Tiger talk and the Colin Kaepernick talk. And lastly, a quick comment about Steve Kerr. Love the guy. Every time he opens his mouth, has something great and thoughtful to say. And I really loved last Saturday that he took time out prior to the game in Sacramento after the tragedy there to make his opinions known about gun violence. All right. And not take any basketball talk.
Thank you, Dave. Thanks for the phone call. Todd has a limerick. I almost forgot. I tried to forget
you
about it.
You did try to forget.
Yes, so Todd has a limerick. We started with mock headlines, And then we'll end the show with a limerick off last night's title game.
Looked like Carolina would get crown. Self's Jayhawks playing the clown. So they clicked their heels in the dome, said there's no place like home, and Kansas came back from 16 points down.
All right. Thank you, Tom.
Little Wizard of Oz thing going on.
Got it. Kansas.
Heels.
Yeah, got it. I got it. This day in sports history, Paul.
This is a good one. 1999, Barry Bonds was walked intentionally for the 270th time in his career. He passed Hank Aaron on the all-time list. Barry Bonds was walked in his career 688 times. That's twice as much as anybody else. More than twice as much. Albert Pujols is second at 315. No one else is over 300. 688 intentional walks for Bonds.
On this date in 1984, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar breaks Wilt Chamberlain's all-time scoring record. Let's see. Final results of the poll question. By the way, Jim Nance will join us on the program tomorrow, as will Dan Orlovsky from the Mothership. Hello, friends.
We went with PitchCom is your choices were an overreaction to sign stealing, a smart invention to keep things fair, or will lead to a new type of cheating. Most common response, all of the above.
I agree. Fritzy, what did I learn on today's award-nominated
program?
We
all learned NCAA President Mark Emmert would like to offer congratulations to the Kansas City Jayhawks. Go get them.
We all have different ideas about success. We achieve it at different times in different ways. We strive to reach our financial goals. Can't afford to make mistakes. Invest in your success. Invest with a Stifel financial advisor, Stifel Nicholas & Company Incorporated, STIFEL. Member SIPC and NYSE. Have a great day. Talk to you tomorrow. Oh, one more item before we close out this Tuesday show. You take care of your health, right? You have to. Every morning, what do you do? What do you do different? Are you starting the new year with anything? How about, are you starting April with something new? How about M-Drive? M-Drive Lean, first of its kind protein powder that can actually help you lose weight. M-Drive has supplements for guys who refuse to let age beat them. And M-Drive is a supplement for every guy. It's no matter where you are in life, start your day with that. If you're gaining weight, you want to stay on top of your diet, M-Drive Lean, backed by science, contains clinically tested blood orange extract, supports reduction in weight, waist size, and body mass. Quick and easy. Add it to your daily routine. M-Drive Lean, you'll find it at mdrivedan.com. You'll get 20% off your first order. Make sure you use the promo code Dan, though. mdrivedan.com. If you're not happy after 60 days, you can get your money back guaranteed. Don't let age beat you. Visit mdrivedan.com. Make sure you use the promo code Dan.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. mbusa.com/EQ.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back. Plus, no payments for 90 days. And take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.